the lesson. We're listening to rare excerpts from Lessons of Rav Baruch Shalom Ashlag with additional commentary from his student and successor, Rav Leitman. I remember the time when I asked my teacher, my father, you said criticism upon his path. It wasn't, didn't seem very nice to me, his path. What do you need all to be with all these rabbis? And he told me, listen, you want me, I don't want them to fear me more than the Creator. Once more, listen. Why? A person that it's not, he's not important, then we fear him. What do we lack that we need to request that the Creator will be found to be nice in our eyes? We're not really allowed to say that, yes? It's found, it would be worthwhile to let go for him about many things. And this is the matter that we're not allowed to speak. It's not allowed. There's no words to speak. Why? Because each and every one has him different calculations. I'm speaking now in general. And then in general, he that we need to raise the Shechinta from Afar, that the actions, the study that we perform, that the spirituality, the Shechinah, through the souls, will receive an important place in us, by us. Thus, Shechinta Be'afra, divinity in exile, the spirituality would be important by us, is important by us as dust. This comes from the Nachash Kadmoni, the snake, that the spirituality will be given to us as important. That we need to raise it from the dust, from the exile. Thus, how do we say in Hillel, Mekimi me'afar dal, you raise me from the lowly dust. Malchut Shamayim is called Aniya Vedala, lowly and poor. This that we were requesting, raise me from the dust, the poor dust, and from the ashes you shall raise me higher. What is this ashes, this garbage? Lower this from the table. What is this? Things of reception? Put it on the table. Thoughts about reception? We want it on the table. Thoughts about bestowal without reception? It's not for me. Take that off the table. Put it in the garbage bin. Then we say, from the ashes, from the garbage, you shall raise this slowly, this poor. These are the points that all our study that we are studying about, we need only to correct this. Whoever is found on the spiritual path in development and feels himself always with respect to the upper light that reforms, he cannot feel himself as important. Because with respect to the light, he's not important. With respect to this, he's always directing himself. It's hard for him to play around with respect to the whole world in some importance. He doesn't see in himself any importance. And thus, he feels himself very humble. From the humbleness we reach the fear of the Creator, the spiritual importance. The masses, those who think they are their own hosts, they need to hold on to some framework. They have no grasp on the surrounding light, the light that reforms. They need to make themselves holy, and for this they carry out a few actions. It's mitzvot anashim elu madam. And thus, they need to be in fear. Some importance in the rabbis, in the holidays. in this entire system. The Torah of this world, the different holidays and special occasions, it has to be very important in such a manner and standing out, because this awakens in them fear, a special attitude, because otherwise we can't hold on to spirituality. The people who want to advance to truth, they have to understand already in the beginning of their path, as fast as possible, that advancement is only by the light that reforms in all stages. And thus, everything that brings me to a demand for the light must be important by me. The group, the study, the teacher, everything that speaks only about the urgency for the light. And before this, I need to feel that it's missing. I lack it. I have to reveal exactly where it's missing and what I can't work out without it. Just one thing in our life: love for the others. There, I surely don't want it, and I'm unable. I'm not capable. I don't want to perform it, and I don't want it in general. And thus, a person beginning to carry out some actions that belong externally to the connection with the others, and the points in the heart, in desires that are similar to all those who are gathering in groups, in a group, then he reveals that he has no belonging to bestow, to love, the love of the others, or love of the Creator, which is one and the same. And then, according to the importance that he receives from the society as well, which is, it's very important, he begins to raise himself. This means, to raise himself means to, whatever was in bestowal beforehand, yes, in the lowliest thing that he would always like throw away in his life, that whatever belongs to the others, in all his calculations, he was scrutinizing the food from the garbage, whatever is good for me, all the rest which is not good for me, meaning good for the others, yes, because usually I succeed, I get rewarded in my life from the connection with the others, so I would throw that away as garbage. It's the opposite. The calculation was always for my good, always directed towards myself. That's called important. From all the rest, that I am winning them over, I'm taking advantage of them, I use them, and by me, it's bestowal. Now we use them whatever way possible, and now we throw it away. Only by the light, there needs to be a great influence of the light, where a person begins to understand within himself this flip that he has to go through. From that same influence, it becomes to him the most important thing possible. We are not inventing anything new. We're only exchanging importance for those same things found within us. And those same things that were revealed, that we're looking down upon things, that we reveal them in the single and double concealment that we're advancing towards now, but we're advancing by the light that reforms, in which we feel that which is by us bestowal, that my bestowal is actually my connection with the others, that I shall check all these events, all these attributes, manners, forms, everything in me, towards myself, towards the upper one, or towards the external one, towards the friends, I and what's outside of me. So I would scrutinize everything that which is towards myself. For by me is called food, and with respect to the friends would be called, and the, or the creator would be called garbage. I'd want it to be corrected. So this desire that would form, that would be scrutinized from all these discernments, a bit more this and that and here and there, and in any case I want my attitude towards the others would turn to bestowal, to the, it should be the most important thing possible. And for me, towards myself, with garbage, I would be the one serving. If a person reaches this prayer that raise me from the dust, from the ashes, so from that same garbage, that same dust, the spiritual vessel is formed. He has no new material. He just reveals his attitude towards the others as something undesirable, and it turns, by the light that reforms, to turn into the desirable thing. This is actually his vessel. And that's how he reaches this new vessel, and the discernments in the vessel. This is called that he passes the barrier. He already has the attribute of bestowal. He grasps on it. We learn this, that whatever is food in the upper one, it's his food, and whatever is garbage for the upper one is food for the lower one. That's always in the degrees we're found in. We need to locate the food in the garbage of ours and to exchange it. Or that Rabash explains to us in his article in page 106, in collaboration of the attribute of judgment and mercy, that as much as the lower one cancels himself, the yes, towards the upper achab, that whoever he thinks the importance of his like garbage for him, he begins to see it as the upper one, as important as his life, he begins to adhere to the upper one. This is for everybody. Yes? No questions? Great. It's clear. We'll pass on to the first part of the lesson.